Ladies and gentlemen, sit back and get comfortable. But not too comfortable! It's the WCHL Podcast with WCHL Commissioner Christopher Perry and Andrew Majorkirk.
Yes, indeed. This is the WCHL Podcast. I am the Commissioner Christopher Perry. No Andrew once again, because we're continuing on in our special series with special guest pickers talking about the upcoming 2024 ACHA Men's Division I National Championships. Man, say that in one breath. Coming live from St. Louis, you can watch all the games coming up on flowhockey.tv. But let's get right to our guest picker. This is Midland University head coach Jan Dahm. Here we go. Hi there. Hey, this is the WCHL Podcast. I am the Commissioner Christopher Perry, and it is our very special honor to have on this edition of the pod a special guest picker all the way from Fremont, Nebraska via the Czech Republic, or maybe it's the other way around, the Czech Republic via Fremont, Nebraska. It's the head coach for the Midland University Warriors. It's Mr. Jan Dahm. Jan, say hello to the masses.
Hello, everyone. Chris, thanks for having me.
Yeah, Jan. Now I gotta tell you a secret. And I gotta fess up. Okay, this is the WCHL Podcast. For those that know, I also oversee the conference that Jan plays in, the MCH. Mm-hmm. Jan, nobody listens to this podcast. We have 14 listeners total. 11 of them are from Springfield, Missouri. There's a guy in the Vatican. His name is Francis. He likes this podcast every now and then. And there's a coach or two in Phoenix.
That's awesome.
So all I'm saying is, Jan, no one listens. It's just us boys. Feel free to, loosen up a little bit. Don't worry about what you have to say because there are zero repercussions. No one's listening.
That's awesome.
All right. Just letting you know.
No, I love that. Now you have 15.
15. I love it. All the way from Nebraska. We're in our eighth season. We're slowly creeping north from Oklahoma to Nebraska.
There you go.
Jan, you're the head coach for the Midland Warriors. This is your fifth or sixth season, I think, at playing men's Division I.
Yes.
Tell me, and this is what, was this your third full season as head coach?
This was my second full one as a head coach. I interimed the season before. So third, two and a half. Say. Yeah.
All right.
And I was a year and a half with Coach Jason Cerrone. So,
okay.
So total about, this is my fifth, starting my fifth.
Very nice.
Year with Midland organization.
Well, why don't you, I thought Midland had a pretty nice little season this year. Why don't you tell us from your perspective what you thought of this season's Midland season? Because you had some nice wins, you had some kind of puzzling losses. But tell me from the coach's perspective about how he saw his own season.
Yeah, thank you. No, thanks for that. I think as you said, there was a great progression. For us as a team, right? Which was nice to see. Overall, I'm really happy. I think the guys established a culture that is just fun to be around. It's a lot of hard work and they put in a lot of effort and I'm proud of them, but there's tough losses, right? Like in every game. I mean, I think at this level, whatever league, college hockey is tough, right?
So, yep.
Every game can go either way. I think it doesn't matter if you're playing a national champion or if you're playing, lower ranked team or whatever you want to say. But it just shows, it just shows like how tough this league is and how college hockey in general is. But I'm slipping away from Midland. But no, it's great. I mean, now you know Whitey personally, so. Jason White is an awesome hockey mind that is fun to be around. So we have a lot to catch up with our women's program, as you guys probably know.
The women's program at Midland is pretty good. ranked throughout the season, ranked either number one or number two. But Jan, let's tell the truth. You're sitting there with head coach Jason White from the women's program. You hear all the drama that goes on in women's Division I, right?
That's right.
Okay. That's right. So just for our listeners, the all 14 now 15 listeners, the amount of drama in women's one versus the amount of drama in men's one, what's the ratio, in your opinion?
Ooh.
I'm going to say 100-1.
100-1 is probably a good.
So, hey, congratulations to Whitey for being at or near the top of the crazy pile. Wow. I'm telling you what, I want nothing to do with women's one. So, hey, power to them, but wow, yikes. A lot of personalities to deal with.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Hey, speaking of personalities, Jan, you have a connection here with the WCHL because you are really excellent friends with a certain head coach for a certain three-time WCHL champion.
That's correct.
Where did that come from?
We have a very special connection. He was my captain and junior team in El Paso Rhinos.
We
played our age out year there. Awesome human being. Great teammate. So it only shows where UCO is as a program too. So so we have a special one. I think I fed him more apples throughout in his last year of juniors than he's ever had. So
so now you're saying, buddy, do me a solid, return me a favor.
That's right.
Yeah. I love that. All right. Now, Jan, I've got to ask, we've got you on here so we can make some predictions about nationals. Are you aware that the ACHA Men's Division I, that we have a little bracket contest going on that we've promoted on Twitter and Facebook? Are you aware of that?
Yes, I've noticed that.
And have you submitted your submission yet?
Not yet. I thought this is going to help me kind of get my mind clear.
All right, there we go. Well, just know that it's out there, and make sure to include an email address. I mean, the dummy who's running that thing, he might actually send a prize to, if you come in, if gold medal or bronze, you never know. It could be be a picture of me. It could be a it could be a gold medal. It could be a trophy. You never know. There's only one way to find out.
Yeah. I can't miss on that, exactly.
Well, hey, you've got time. I think the contest closes Wednesday at midnight, that Wednesday to Thursday midnight. So,
yeah, I can't miss out on that picture.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, the picture. Oh, that's awful. Jan, do you have your prediction helmet on? Are you ready to make some predictions and go through this game by game?
Yes.
All right. Absolutely. Let's do this.
I have that in front of me.
Let's do this. On Thursday, starting us off in the morning, it's number 12, Utah, taking on number 21, Missouri State. A little WCHL versus WCHL action to kick off the tournament. What do you think about Utah versus Missouri State?
Well, both are really good teams. I think that one, out of all the first games, I think that's going to be a very interesting one. Missouri State works really hard, so is Utah. So I think it's going to be a lot of goaltending that game. But if I have to pick, I'm going to go Missouri State.
Whoa, an upset right off the jump. Look at you. See, I knew there was a reason we asked Jan Dom to be on this thing. Wow, I like that. Missouri State to now the folks in Utah, granted, they don't listen to the podcast. They won't like that, but it's all right. Send all your complaints. If you are from Utah, send all your complaints to jandom@podcastpredictions.com, and I'm sure he'll get right to it. All right, Jan, the next game it's going to kick off over at the Maryville University Hockey Center. Before we do that, Jan, what do you think about expanding the tournament from 20 to 24? What's your general impression of that? Good thing, bad thing? You don't really care?
I like it. I love it. I actually was voting even for that. I don't know if that's something you say, but I like it. I think that the opportunity for those teams to get in, it expands I think ultimately that's the whole experience, right? We want to give to the guys in college hockey, and it's something to work for, you know, throughout the year. Because, you know, for example, us, right? Like we would kind of go off of both, right? And when we knew that we're not going to be in top 20, we said, okay, now the focus is on our conference tournament, right? So it gives you different, you know, like motivations and it controls it. So I like it. I think it's good. And now when I have the bracket in front of me, it doesn't really hurt anyone, right? With that part. But what's your opinion?
Well, I mean, I it was my proposal, so I guess I'm like it.
Yeah,
my,
exactly.
But you know, the reality is, I thought that if you were in the top 20, I thought you deserved to go to nationals.
Yeah.
And not get bumped by somebody who's 30 or 50 or something like that. Right. And I thought, well, if we expand it by four, then if you do get bumped, well, hey, you're 24 or you're 23 and you're not top 20. So, I mean, yes, it sucks, but it's not as egregious as kicking out a team who is a pretty good little team.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, it cuts both ways. Now, I got to ask this, Jan. Would you have voted for it had you known that the extra games are going to have to be played at the John Hogan Palace there? I mean, that could have swayed the vote, I think. We could have had a serious no vote. Now we're indebted to him even more.
That could have gone either way, but no. Hi, Johnny.
he might listen every now and then. All right, so the first game of the day that's going to take place over there at the Maryville University Hockey Center is going to see number 13, Arizona, taking on number 20, Pitt. Panthers versus Wildcats.
I watched that Pitt had a great season too, right? I mean, we just even with the ranking where they end up at the end of the year. So good for them.
Yep.
But I think Chat's going to control that one, so I'm going to go with Arizona.
There we go. Arizona is going to take that game. I like, so far, you're picking all WCHL teams. I like this. The next game of the day is going to see number 11, Purdue Northwest, taking on number 22, Indiana, Pennsylvania. Jan, before we get to your prediction, I got to ask, in the Czech Republic, do you have colleges or schools that are confused and have multiple names? Because Indiana, Pennsylvania strikes me as a very confused. Are they in Indiana? Are they in Pennsylvania? We don't know. Let's just call it the same thing. Let's just
and put university in the middle.
Yes, exactly. I mean, what's going on there? Pick a name, people. Pick a state that you want to be in.
Yeah. Well, even like with Purdue, like Purdue Northwest, I didn't even know that that split up. But we played them this year. They were good. They were a really good team
when they were
on the way in Chicago. So, two universities that have different.
Yeah, they're kind of confused, aren't they?
Confusing names. I think Purdue is on this one. Is my choice.
Yeah, they're on a heater, as they say.
Yeah,
they're doing very well at the end of the season.
Well coached. Yeah, they're good.
The next game is going to see Grand Valley State taking on Delaware. That's the 14 and 19 seed, Lakers versus Blue Hens. I've never in my life seen a Blue Hen, but I trust that they play hockey. So, what do you think there, Grand Valley State or Delaware?
Grand Valley State.
Yeah, I got a sense that some of these, you know, some of these first day games are going to be, I'm not going to say blowouts, but they're going to be over before we know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, this next one, tread carefully because it's the number 10 University of Mary Marauders taking on number 23, the Golden Rams of Westchester, who won the auto bid from the terrible Philadelphia League. So, Mary, who is in our conference at the MCH, gracious host for the most recent MCH playoff tournament against an auto bid team. What do you think there, Jan?
I think that one is no brainer. It's going to be you, Mary.
Yeah.
You, Mary.
I think the question is going to be, what will the score be?
Yes.
Yeah. What would you place the over under at for the score?
Probably pretty high, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm going to say six.
Six would be a good number.
Yeah. All right, the next game is going to be the Calvin Knights, number 15, taking on number 18, Indiana Tech, the Warriors. And Jan, I got to ask this. You are the head coach for the Midland Warriors. You play the Waldorf Warriors. We're talking about the Indiana Tech Warriors. What is going on? Why do we have
someone needs to, yeah. someone needs to figure it out. It's obviously not us. We're the true Warriors.
Do you ever get confused when you're playing Waldorf and they say Warrior yes. penalty?
Yes. Or it's kind of awkward even with like the introductions right before the game.
Yeah.
Well, Warriors taking on Warriors and kind of takes the heat off of that night. But no, it's okay.
All right. So Calvin versus Indiana Tech. How do you see this one shaking out?
Ooh, that one's going to be a good game, I think. I would never see rather watch Calvin, to be honest, but I've seen Indiana Tech. Indiana Tech always works hard. I'm going to go with Indiana Tech.
I like it. The upset. Very nice. All right, the last game of the day at the Centene Community Ice Center could be ugly. It's going to be number 9, Niagara, taking on number 24, Oswego State, who got in via auto bid from the Northeast Conference out of upstate New York. How ugly will this one be?
I think we can go over under 8.
Over under 8. I love it, man. You jump right to it. So a plus 6 for Mary and a plus 8 for Niagara.
I think so. They're a good team. But hey, good for them. Like it's like I said, it's about the experience and like just them, preparing for next week and getting in there. It's awesome. So
yep,
good for them.
Yep. There's a lot of chatter about do we set a minimum for the auto bid that you have to, if you're going to earn an auto bid, you have to be like 35 or better, something like that. Mm-hmm. I know they have that at another division. I think it's men's 3 has that. But those kids, sure, Oswego State and Westchester, they're loading up. They're coming to St. Louis to get blasted. But yeah, they played a season of hockey and they won their conference. They can't help it that their conference stinks.
Absolutely.
So, they've earned that that right to come to St. Louis and to say, "Hey, we went to Nationals."
And look, like every game starts 0-0.
Uh-huh. That's the truth.
You can make predictions, but every game starts 0-0, and there's a lot that can happen in the hockey game. So
there you go.
Good for them. Kudos to them, for sure.
All right, the last game of the day, it's Maryville University Hockey Center. Boy, this one I think could be a barn burner and a half because it's our good friend Chris Pruitt and his number 16 Illinois State Redbirds taking on probably one of the hottest teams at the end of the season, the Lopes of Grand Canyon University at number 17, a 16-17 matchup. Jan, what do you think? Pruitt versus Grand Canyon.
That's kind of, like you said, barn burner right there. Grand Canyon had a tough schedule, didn't they? Like all season, they played tough opponents. Illinois State, obviously, they're a good team all season long. Beat some big teams too. That was hard, but I gotta go with Chris. I'm gonna go with Illinois State.
There you go. All right, not a damn thing wrong with that at all. All right, so we have Missouri State and Indiana Tech with the upsets. Otherwise, we have all the higher seeds winning on Friday. Jan, so based on your predictions, that means when we start on Friday morning, it's going to be the champion from the MCH conference, Jamestown, taking on number 12. Number 13, Arizona. What do you think there?
Now it's getting interesting, right? Look, Jamestown was solid all year. I feel like this is like the fastest, strongest Jamestown team I've seen in a long time. So that was good for Dean. They had a great season. It was fun to play against them. It was fun to watch them. So, I think they're going to come prepared. I think they're playing Minot this weekend, or they played Minot this weekend to get ready. So, I'm going to go with Jamestown going on this
one. All right. The next game, it's your old line mate. It's number 3 Central Oklahoma and Coach Michael Rivera taking on the number 14 Grand Valley State Lakers.
Oh, yeah, Mikey. Mikey's going to take care of that business.
I like how there's zero hesitation. Mike's got it. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, Mike's got it.
The next game of the day on Friday, it's number two, Adrian, taking on Indiana Tech, an upset winner on Friday, according to Yon. So that's a number two versus number 18.
Yeah, that's Adrian.
Yeah, and then the next game, Minot State versus Illinois. Minot State versus Illinois State.
Okay, Minot.
Sorry, got Chris. It. Yeah.
Sorry, Chris.
Yeah, Minot's pretty good. So basically, right. What you're saying is, if you've got to play anybody on Friday, get your bags packed because you're going home if you got to face 1 through 4.
Yes.
All right, well, there we go. So that sets up half the field for the quarterfinals. The other half is going to be figured out on Saturday, and we kick things off Saturday morning with UNLV, the number 5 seed, taking on number 21, Missouri State.
That's, I think, a great game again, but UNLV is going to continue, in my opinion.
Yeah, UNLV is pretty solid. They've got, they pushed Mike about as far as you can push a team. Yeah. To win the conference, and UNLV's got they've
got an awful lot of talent. Did they beat Minot?
I think
in that Chicago showcase.
Oh, that's right. That's right. They beat Minot, and then they beat Ohio. Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and then they split with Jamestown out in UNLV when Dean went out there. So yeah, they're a good little team.
Though, there's a lot of good teams in this league.
Yeah, there are.
It's awesome.
The next game is going to see our favorite head coach of all time, Commissioner Hogan, John Hogan, and his Maryville Saints taking on number 11, Purdue Northwest. I think this is a tough draw for John.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you're playing 11 right off the bat. But hey, they're a good team. I'm going with Johnny. Maryville's
there you go. Team. All right. Maryville. I'm stumbling over my words here. Here we go. Oh, now this one's going to be a little tough, especially for God, because it's number 7 Liberty taking on number 10 Mary. So religious school versus religious school. God's in a dilemma. He will have to choose which team is his favorite.
That's right.
What do you think's going to happen here? Liberty versus Mary.
Ooh, that's a good matchup. Pretty tough draw too, right?
Yeah.
Unless something happens in the round one, but doubtfully. I'm gonna go with Liberty on this one.
Okay. They've got a lot of big boys. I think that could be the difference. They got a lot of big boys who can skate. Now they don't grind you into the ground like Adrian and Minot will. But they will fly around you, and they can get physical. In Mary,
and it's a game one for them too. Right?
It's a game one for them. That's right. Yeah. So, Mary has a bunch of little jitterbugs. That little number 13 Thomas just skitters all over the ice and finds an open spot. But he's going to be going up against some big boys there in Liberty. So we'll see.
Yeah. If Liberty puts a lot of shots on, and Mary has a good goaltending too.
Yeah, they do.
Defense. Yep. So if they put a lot of shots, and use that one day of advantage, then they should take care of the business.
Last game on Saturday is going to see number 8 Ohio taking on number 9 Niagara. Now these two teams met 4 times already in the regular season, and I believe they split. Yeah. So this is a 5th time meeting at Nationals. Tough draw for both.
We're a very tough draw, but I think Ohio is very well coached. So I'm going to go with Leo.
There you go.
Take care of the business.
Chalk all the way so far in the to get us into the quarterfinals. It's going to be the number 1 versus number 8. Basically, they're all in the quarterfinals. So here we go. Game 1 on Sunday. It's the 4-5 matchup. Jamestown against UNLV.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough game to play in.
At 10 in the morning. Hey, and get this, Jan. It's a tough game to play already at 10 in the morning, but it's also daylight savings time, so we lose an hour.
Oh, wow.
So it's basically playing at 9 in the morning.
Wow.
And you got UNLV coming from the Pacific time zone.
I know.
So it's for them, it's, now that I get it, they're probably used to staying up all night and going in, going to school early in the morning, you know, but staying at the casinos and whatnot. But Jamestown, you know, I think that's just a tough, that's just a brutal, brutal, brutal game.
Yeah.
10:15 in the morning plus daylight savings time.
What time do their games end in the day before?
Well, let's see here. UNLV, they played at the 10 in the morning slot, both
okay,
of them.
So Jamestown
played on Friday at 10 in the morning. UNLV played at Saturday at 10 in the morning.
Okay. So they have that one day basically in between, but it's still, and it's two good teams, right?
Yeah.
No, I think Jamestown's going to win this one.
All righty. That'll be. I think that's going to be a hell of a series. Wow, number four versus number five, and UNLV's a little chapped that they got jumped basically by Jamestown there at the end due to their strength of schedule. So that should be a really fun game. Great game to start off on Sunday, even though it's going to be so freaking early. Dang. All right, the next game of the day on Sunday in the quarterfinals, we'll see number three Central Oklahoma taking on number six Maryville. Hogan versus Rivera, your allegiances here are torn, Jan, because you're buddies with Mikey, buddies with Johnny.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited to watch that one, though. It's going to be a good game.
Yeah?
Both very strategic. That's a tough one. Put me on the spot here.
Well, I got to ask this. How many, you said you fed a lot of apples to Mike when you were in El Paso. How many apples did you feed to John Hogan during your playing career?
That's true. That's a very good stat. And not for that reason, but I was already thinking to say Central Oklahoma.
All right. Just checking. All right. Well, hey, the next game after that will be number two Adrian taking on the Liberty Flames, number seven. So a 2-7 matchup, Adrian Liberty.
That's Adrian for me.
Okay, and then to wind us all up, it's the number one Minot State Beavers versus the Bobcats of Ohio, number eight. One versus eight.
That's Minot.
Yeah. All right, so far we're as we get to the nitty gritty, we're going chalk all the way.
I was just going to say the same thing. There's no upsets in the first round.
That's all right. Hey, I mean I think that's the thing that people miss when they look at the rankings. People like to moan and groan about the rankings, but the fact of the matter is, the computer pretty much gets it right.
Absolutely.
And so we've had number one versus number two in the championship game for the past 3 or 4 years, and in the semifinals we've had the right four teams. I think we've only had one team come out of the top four in the last 3 or 4 years, and that was Minot State when they were ranked number eight, and they won it all down in Frisco. So, all right, well, that we reseed for the national semifinals, and since we've gone to chalk, it's going to see the number one Minot State Beavers taking on number four Jamestown, the Jimmies. This will be the 832nd time that they've played this season. I think they play every other day. What do you think is going to happen here, Minot versus Jamestown?
Minot versus Jamestown, I think Minot's going to take care of that.
Yeah. Unfortunately for Dean. They just
They're both good teams. Yeah, well, what are the results this weekend?
Yeah, Minot State beat them both times. State beat them both times, and it was, I think it was like 4-0 and then 4-3. I think it was 4-0 in Jamestown, and when they went to Minot, it was a 4-3 game.
They're both incredible teams. I mean, well coached, well ran. Like it's fun to play.
The next semifinal is going to see number two Adrian taking on number three UCO.
Yeah, I think Adrian is strong again this year, so I'm going to go with Adrian.
Uh-oh, sorry, Mike. Again, Mike, if you've got complaints, please send those to jandom@podcastpredictors.com. And it will go directly into his inbox.
Correct.
So So the national championship game, the Murdoch Cup, will be played on Wednesday. I take it back, on Tuesday, March the 12th at 8 o'clock at night. Between the number one and the number two seeds, according to Jan Dahm, it'll be number one Minot State versus number two Adrian, the College Bulldogs. I think they've played for the national tournament 3 out of the last 4 years. They played for the national championship 3 out of the last 4 years. That's Minot awesome. State winning it last year in Boston on a third period goal. They won that game 1-0.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, what do you think? Minot State versus Adrian.
Well, it's gonna be an overtime game. If there's any bets on that one.
Overtime. Yeah. Holy overtime in the championship. That's awesome.
It's gonna be overtime in the championship for sure. Back and forth. But I'm gonna go with Minot going back to back for sure.
Minot back to back in overtime, dramatic fashion. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, overtime stink when they're in the regular series of play because we're stacking games. You know, we play 4 games in 4 days. So if we got an overtime game in game 1 or game 2, that throws the schedule off the rest of the day.
Right.
On this overtime for the Murdoch Cup, man, it couldn't get any more dramatic than that.
That's awesome.
Everybody knows next goal wins, and there's so much on the line. Wow, that'd be great. All right, so Minot State, the Beavers from Minot will be the national champion, according to Jan Dahm. I like that. I like that very much.
Thank you. That was fun.
Yeah. All right, Jan. Hey, hold on. We got a little flash around here. I got some questions, okay? So
absolutely.
Bear with me, and I just want you to, you know, tell me the first thing that comes to mind, okay? You are from the Czech Republic, and you've created your own little enclave of the Czech Republic folks up there in Fremont, Nebraska. When you go to the rink in Fremont, Nebraska, there are three flags hanging in the rink. There's the American flag, the Canadian flag, and the Czech Republic flag. I wonder how that happened.
That's right. Well, that was funny. So before I was able to help Jason Cerrone and like his GA position opened up, I was just a part-time worker at the rink, and I was helping to run the youth program there. And it was just one of those days when we had to fix something on the lift, and we had a lift on the ice. And I said to rink manager Angie Wiley, I said, what do you think if we could put a Czech flag up there? And that was already like kind of in the transition and going into Midland, and we had some players on, and she's like, yeah, if you have one, I'll put it right up there. So that's pretty much all the way. But then the family kind of grew up from there, and I'm still recruiting them.
Very, very nice. Now go ahead.
Sorry. Nope. You know, there's always that part. There's always that part in the practice, right, where you're like, gosh, who keeps bringing these Europeans here on this team?
The people give you grief for that?
No. Just to mess around.
Okay.
Just to mess around with the group.
You just so happen to have a Czech Republic flag laying around. When she said, yeah, if we have a flag, and you said, aha, I just happen to have one here in my back pocket.
That's correct.
It always pays to be prepared.
And they went up there, and the boys like it.
Very nice, very nice. Well, it's got to be cannot hurt in your recruiting folks to come in there, or at least to check it out online, and they see that there's a little bit of home hanging up there on the wall. That's pretty awesome.
Exactly. Everybody's proud of where they came from.
Well, let me ask this then. You're here in the United States, the Czech Republic. If you had to pick between one of the two, if I said, Jan, you can only be in one, USA versus Czech Republic, where are you going today?
In a hockey game? USA versus Czech? Or where do I?
Sure. Let's say in a hockey game, and then we'll say where Jan has to live the rest of his life.
Okay. So in a hockey game, I'm still hard in Czech. I think, you know, I grew up in era of, Jagers and Hašek and winning gold medal in the Olympic Games. So the passion I have for the game was developed there and because of those players. But living definitely here, United States, it's even though people will not agree with me, but I think the quality of life in terms of people and how kind we still can be to each other and how the society works is still better for me. And that's important for me as a human. So I would definitely choose here. Plus, it's you can drive everywhere, you can travel, see everything. It's awesome. So I would definitely pick the United States.
Now, we don't have the same train system or the public transport system that Europe has, even Eastern Europe. That would be, if we had that here in the States, that would just be like a chef's kiss, right?
Awesome. That would be awesome.
Yeah. I would love to be able to hop on a train and head to Omaha or Bismarck, but instead we got to drive or fly.
Drive or fly, yeah.
All right, y'all, what's the best Czech food that we as dumb Americans don't know about?
Okay, best Czech food. I would say a duck with sauerkraut and potato dumplings.
A duck? Like a duck I see floating in the pond?
Not exactly that kind. More homegrown farm.
Like a chicken. Yeah. Okay. A duck with sauerkraut and potato dumplings.
Potato dumplings, yes.
Interesting. What is it that throws that one over the edge that makes it number one? Is it the duck, the sauerkraut, or the potato dumplings?
I think my grandmother always made it for her husband, my grandfather, for his birthday, and she did the best one I've ever had. But that comes to mind when people ask me to check food.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, it's like, and even like I'm talking to people back home, I don't think there's like really established, like this is a Czech culture food, you know, or this is a Slovakian culture food. I think that Europe went through so many history changes that people took a little bit from German, from Austria, right? So who knows what's actually Czech and what's not, you know? But for me growing up, that was definitely like the Sunday or the holiday kind of food that you didn't have all the time.
That's your special dinner. I like that. That's pretty awesome. That was not what I was expecting. So
what were you expecting?
I had no clue. I was thinking
people know here a lot of kolaches, right?
Yeah,
you probably have seen them. So Nebraska, Iowa, Oklahoma, there's a lot of Czech heritage people that settled here. But food, there's different soups. We're big soups eater. There's every lunch starts with the soup. I try to make that around here as well.
Very nice. All right, Jan, next question. I'm traveling to the Czech Republic. What is the can't miss attraction that you're going to tell me I have to go see? I cannot, if I'm traveling all the way to the Czech Republic, I have to see it.
I mean, Old Town Prague is, you know, must see. That's 1,000 years of history that we were fortunate enough to keep around. What is really, really a city that I would recommend is Český Krumlov, and it's south of Prague, south Czech Republic, and that town just shows you the history. You can feel like you would live 600-700 years ago.
Really?
Because everything is really kept the same way, and it's really beautiful. So Český Krumlov, it would be a town other than Prague to really go and see.
That's one. I had occasion to go to Europe earlier this year, and I think that's something that we here in America do not understand or appreciate, is that our country is so very young, and that there is so much history,
so much
history over in Europe, it's just mind-boggling how old things are and how functional they are and how, you know, it's just amazing. So, and it's one of those things where you don't appreciate how young we are and how far we've come in such a small period of time, but you also don't appreciate how old, or not old, but how much deep history there is over in other parts of the world, and how they have come and adapted from those times to current times. So it's equally fascinating on both ends.
I agree.
All right, yeah, now I've changed my travel plans. Now I'm coming to the Omaha-Fremont area. What's a can't-miss attraction that I have to see?
Omaha Zoo, 100%.
What's at the Omaha Zoo?
Omaha Zoo is like San Diego and Omaha Zoo apparently fight for first and second place every time.
Really?
The best zoo in the United States. So Omaha Zoo is an awesome, but it's more of a family thing. Well, you can't miss the breweries, right? And you gotta get some good food and a good beer in you in downtown. And you gotta have a good Reuben sandwich.
Oh, no, you are speaking my language.
Yes, oh, a good Reuben sandwich.
There is nothing like a great Reuben sandwich.
Yes.
Oh, nothing better. Oh, Jan, I'm gonna have to go to the deli now and get some sliced corned beef. Gosh, jeez.
Yeah, same for me. It's lunchtime. So
there we go. All right. Well, hey, speaking of lunchtime, you've seen me. You know, I've never missed a lunch. Runza is a hugely popular fast food brand up there in the Nebraska area. And down in Texas, where you play junior hockey, there's another fast food brand that's equally popular, Whataburger. So I'm going to ask you, Jan, Runza versus Whataburger.
Wow, great question, Chris. Great question. You know me too well.
I don't know.
Whataburger. Whataburger is my answer for sure.
Really?
I miss that fast food. As bad as it sounds, that burger is unreal. But Runza is very specific. Yeah, Runza has burgers too, and they're pretty good. But I miss Whataburger.
Yeah, we can't go wrong with the good old Texas stop sign and going in a Whataburger, especially if it's a late night meal.
Correct. 24 hours open.
Very nice. Well, Jan, listen, this has been a pleasure. Thank you for taking time out of your day to make some predictions and to put up with me and my dumb questions. More importantly, thank you for being my friend. I always enjoy... We make a lot of great friends in hockey, and we get to know an awful lot of people. It's a very small community, but very few of those people are always as pleasant and always as positive and always have such a great outlook on life as Jan Dom. And so for that, I appreciate your friendship, and I appreciate your membership, your school's membership, your leadership at Midland, but also within the MCH. And I just want to say thank you for being... the man, and for always bringing a spot, a ray of sunshine into my day whenever I have to deal with Jan Dom, no matter the topic, whether it's goofy podcasts or stupid hockey things or Runza versus Whataburger. Awesome. So I just appreciate you today. And I appreciate you every day. So thank you very much.
That's very mutual. That was very nice, Chris. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for everything you do for us. And like you said, mainly for our friendship, because that's the most important thing.
Yeah. Looking forward to seeing you. Are you coming to Nashville, right, for a national meeting?
Well, to Nashville, yes. Yeah, I'm coming there for sure. Are you going to be there? Yeah.
I'm intending to be there unless I get fired from the ACHA between now and then, which is always a possibility.
Yes. Yes. So that's possibility, obviously, for me too. But let's plan to see each other there. It'll be wonderful.
That works. Jan, thanks again for being on the podcast. Everybody, that's Jan Dom from Midland University. And he says the Minot State Beavers are going to take it back to back. Hold on. We'll be right back.
But hey, as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Yeah, Chance, let's do that hockey. How about that? Our first picker that's going to select the number one team in the nation to repeat Minot State, and he even has it even better going in overtime. Can't say thank you enough to Jan Dom. Just a gem of a human being, a great person, and he's turning that Midland program around, and proud to have him in the MCH, in the other conference. We might have to start up an MCH podcast. We'll see. But hey, I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. I want to thank you for your support of the ACHA and the WCHL. We want to thank you for giving a rip about the Men's Division I National Championships that are coming up soon. And we also want to say thanks again to Jan Dahm and the folks at the Midland University Men's Ice Hockey Program. Be sure to participate in our ACHA D1 Bracket Contest. It's on the ACHA Men's D1 Twitter at ACHA Men's D1. Get your picks in before midnight between Wednesday and Thursday, and who knows, you might win a prize. But until then, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. We're going to come back with another special guest picker tomorrow. In the meantime, take care of yourself. We want to see you at the rink.